seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Salty Way West, located within the Kenwick West subdivision. The 911 address is 37830 Salty Way West in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 19.07, parcel 31.01. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 9.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, 16.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for a second-floor deck, a 15.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a second-floor deck, and a 7.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is William Stubbs, Architectural Design Studio. I'm representing Michael and Maria Calandra.
Your address?
37530 Leisure Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Thank you. We're going to, I'll swear you on at the same time.
Go ahead.
Mike Calandra.
You got to talk.
Mike Calandra, 37830 Salty Way, West, Selbyville.
Thank you.
Maria Calandra, 37830 Salty Way, Selbyville.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
The nice couple here, Mike and Maria, are seeking a variance for side yard setbacks, whereas a 30-foot setback is required, and there's an issue with her addition going into the setback by, being that it's on a cul-de-sac, I'll say one thing. Usually a 30-foot setback is reserved for side streets, corner streets, okay? Now,
I'm gonna correct you there.
Go ahead.
Our 30-foot setback is from the front yard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's a corner street, it's a 15-foot setback.
Well, this is a corner street.
Cul-de-sac.
It's not a cul-de-sac.
So
that's not the front yard, no.
Wraps around there.
It's a dead end, right?
So what that is it's considered a continuation of the same street. A corner street is when we have intersecting streets that are of a different street.
Right.
So this is one where we have a street that kind of, so what happens is that 30-foot setback
continues
around.
I understand. Anyway, they're seeking relief for the, because it's on an arc, one part of that property that gets cut into the side yard setback is about 5 feet over, and the other side is about 8 feet over. Plus, there's a small deck on the one end. Looking at the site plan there, the houses are quite far apart. The house on the cul-de-sac is probably 200 and some odd feet away, and possibly more, as you can see from the aerial view or the survey. So that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the relief.
Would you like to address the five standards for granting variance?
I think hopefully the three of us can.
Have at it. Floor is yours.
Well, I think I spelled it out in the letter that it would be difficult to place that garage toward the back of the house, which it could be done, but it wouldn't be very practical. We're putting the extra garage that he's asking for next to the existing garage, and that would also, go to the elevation, you can see what I mean. The elevation sheet, there it is, go. You can see where the addition is on the left side, where there's a one-car garage and there's that one bedroom above. And to the left of that is the extension for as you come out of the bedroom, you can come out to a small deck that you can at least oversee the canal that's in back of them. Aesthetically, that would be probably the best route to take as far as the aesthetics of the overall house are concerned and the street elevation.
Sir,
go ahead.
Number three on the five standards is not created by the applicant.
And what is that?
So how can you explain to me how this was not created by the applicant?
You're asking why do I go into the setback? That's the hardship?
Yes. Explain to me how this was not created by the applicant, please. So there's five standards. I believe you have them because you filled them out here as well. Uniqueness of property cannot otherwise be developed.
I think it's the uniqueness of the property, the way it is in relationship to the cul-de-sac.
And then number three was not created by the applicant.
Again, it's part of the uniqueness of the property that created the intrusion into the setback.
Okay.
Where, and also, the HOA requires a 20-foot setback. You probably know that. And Sussex County requires 30-foot, which is obviously the prevailing setback. Otherwise, I think it's the inherent property configuration that creates this.
Okay. And you do have Homeowners Association approval? Is that
They're
necessary?
Waiting for you.
Okay.
They have all the plans.
Yeah, I mean, he's ready to go.
Very good. Yeah. Okay.
In a nutshell, I'm sorry, just
yeah, no.
What we're trying to accomplish is a couple more bedrooms, and the space over the garage right now is not usable. So I'd like to take the roof off of that, get an 8-foot ceiling, and then add the extra bedroom next to it. So that's what we're after.
Again, you can see that on the elevations where that takes place.
The other two that we were going through is number four will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
No, it will not. As a matter of fact, there's houses on that street are quite large compared to his house.
Understood.
Bill designed them.
And number five is this is the minimum variance to afford relief.
This a minimum variance, yes, for relief.
Okay, what you're asking for is the minimum variance to give you the relief that you need.
The way it's spelled out.
Okay, very good. Questions?
So the issue truly isn't a garage next to the garage. It's the bedroom space above the garage.
That's correct.
That you're asking for the variance.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You had made mention that there might be another possibility in the footprint to add the space towards the back, but not aesthetically pleasing in your architectural design of the house. Is that what you're saying?
Pushing the garage back and making it narrower would be a problem. It would make the garage almost unusable. It would be a hardship to do that. And would make the bedroom, therefore, hardly usable to even go forth on that. There's an existing shed on the property right now to the left of the existing house that's going to be removed. And part of the garage will be in the same footprint of the existing shed.
I brought a picture in and had it all blown up.
It's on here. I saw it earlier. Go back to the beginning.
That's yours,
Bill. Yeah, in that photo, you can see, go back to 1 second. You can see how far the house to the upper in red is compared to his house, quite a distance away. That shows the shed that's part of the house.
There you go.
The shed that you see there is going to be removed.
That's a little right. Angular piece to the left.
Going up 16 feet, and there's the rest of it.
That's the overall.
That brings, I have a question now. Do you think that that will, like around that cul-de-sac, do you think that will create any kind of like visual blockage or anything like that with the way that's coming out like that, including like the porch?
It's so far away from the cul-de-sac that I don't believe it's going to cause a problem at all visually.
And there's not anybody across from us.
There's nothing. Nothing to block the view.
And my neighbor right there.
The reason I ask that is, I'm familiar with the area, but not this particular area. That house behind there, is that on another street that's backing
up? It's a
up?
Canal, and then gotcha. That neck, and that's Keenwick. There's three Keenwicks. We're in the middle. That's the next development. Yeah, but there's the canal.
If you go back to the overall plot plan, where I colored in the properties in red, you can see how far away they are. If you want to go back to that. Right there, you can see his house on the bottom part in red, and that's at the end of the canal where that his neighbor would be, is right now. Mm-hmm. And in yellow, that's the cul-de-sac. So he's pretty far away from the cul-de-sac even now.
There's nothing no one is in front of us. We wouldn't be obstructing any view for anybody.
No, there's nothing across the street.
And there's behind us is a canal, so we wouldn't be.
So there would be no interference from the views from the neighbors that would cause a problem.
We're all fine with it for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, there's no objections.
But that doesn't matter, right?
There's no objections from the neighbors. No, that's important.
Yeah, I know.
That neighbors are not objecting to this.
Well, one of the standards.
Because they've all been notified and they all know.
Is that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So the board does weigh neighbor.
It enhanced the neighborhood, not detract from it. Mm-hmm. It'll be a much nicer house in the end, the way I designed it.
Dr. Corson?
Water and septic for the property?
City?
Sewer.
Mm-hmm.
City sewer, city water, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the other side of the house in the front. Yeah, there isn't.
Thank you.
What is the distance from the edge of paving to your property line?
In the front?
Yeah.
The front, as you can see, if you go through the survey, you'll see what it is. It's 30 or 40 feet. There it is, right there. There's dimensions. Let
me go. But from the edge of paving.
And I think the chairman's looking at where the addition is in relation to
yes,
the,
on the cul-de-sac.
Paving, not so much the other side.
From the edge of pavement here, pavement, to the addition. That's another 15 feet, so it would be about 35 to 40 feet away. Front yard, it's 44 on the cord, it's 44.69 feet. For the corner of this house, 30 feet, and there's another at least 10 feet between here and here with the curb line.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
So there's quite a distance from the addition, proposed addition to the curb line.
But from the edge of their property to the edge of paving?
From here to here?
Yes.
So about 15 feet,
okay.
Roughly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Calandra, you had indicated that the well, and or I guess the water and sewer are on the north side of the lot. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah, if you're
road.
Looking at the house, it's to the right
so that
front corner.
So would those utilities have limited the ability to be able to construct anything on that side of the property?
Well, my neighbor's house is pretty close, so yeah, there wouldn't be anything you could do on that other side of the house.
And did you guys build the house?
No.
Okay, so this is by a prior owner then?
We're 6 months into this home.
And then, is there any flooding issues on the property?
No, thank God.
Even if it did flood, we're talking about a garage. The second story is way above the floodplain.
Well, I understand, but there's, one of the things that we look at is uniqueness of the property. If there's flooding on the property, we want to know that, because that can sometimes limit where things can go.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's a nice elevated
lot. So utilities are not a problem at all because of where the addition is. It's not in the way of sewer or water lines. So they don't have to be modified or changed.
Well, one of the things that, and I appreciate the comment, Mr. Stubbs, one of the things that we look at is that the property cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity of the zoning code. So that's why I'm asking these questions.
It would be difficult to build this addition without having some relief for that one side yard issue.
And I'm going to presume, Mr. Stubbs, that you looked at alternatives to this that would have complied?
I did create various preliminary plans. This seemed to be the most suitable based on my client's needs.
Were you limited due to the fact that the house is already there?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I have one other, if I may.
Dr. Carson?
So the what you're proposing with the garage addition, and you showed us in the picture, there's also a deck that will come out towards the cul-de-sac, which is
right.
Appears to be 6.33.
Right, 6 feet.
Or 6.33.
Yeah, right, to be exact.
And want to be accurate here.
Six feet, 4 inches.
Or 6.33.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you. So we're actually coming, in terms of closeness to the cul-de-sac, we're coming closer than the garage because the picture showed the deck and then there was, I believe, columns.
On below the deck. Could that deck be cantilevered? Would that meet?
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. There's two columns below that.
Can we go back to the picture that showed the deck off of the garage, please? Yep.
Go to the elevations. You can see it. Keep going. There it is. There we go. See that the deck on the left side? That would be basically like a small deck that they could come out of the bedroom and sit there and have a drink, I suppose. And look at the canal. And that's the high point of that property is the canal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Short?
Is there a reason why that couldn't be put behind the garage so that you have less of an intrusion into the setback?
Yes.
What is that?
It could be placed behind the garage, okay, rather than on the side yard. But aesthetically, it would look nicer in the front of the house. But it could be moved.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
You're welcome.
You all may have a seat.
Thank you to the board members and the staff. Thank you very much.
I have one other question for you.
Go ahead.
Let me go.
Would you be willing to move the deck around back?
Say, it's up to my client.
If that's what you need us to do, yeah.
It'll take away from.
Ideally, the way he's got it drawn. But.
Well, one of the things, and this is something the board always has to weigh, is that what is being requested is the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can comply with the code or reduce the size of the variances being requested, you're required to do so.
Right.
So that's what we have to weigh.
It's not desirable, but they could move that. They could move that porch to the back of the addition.
It would really take away from the aesthetic of the.
I understand. Just trying to stay within the minimum as we could.
I understand, yep. I've been doing this for 45 years plus in the architectural business. I've lived in Delaware and Sussex County for about 20 years now, believe it or not. I do a lot of work around the county and in Maryland and you name it, all over the place.
Thank you. Well, thank you. You all may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13045 for Michael and Maria Calandra and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 13045 for Michael and Maria Calandra. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovengoff.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So, they vote of 4-0, your case is denied. Thank you.